everybody. Welcome back to Navigating Motherhood. I have Dr. Shepherd here with me. Dr. Shepherd, say hey.
Hi, guys.
I'm so glad you're here. She is a chiropractor, and she is here to answer everybody's questions and share a little bit about herself and her practice. So, why don't you just take it away and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. My name is Dr. Kim Shepherd. My practice is called Aligned Family Wellness, and we are in Forsyth, Illinois. I have currently been in practice 21 years. I primarily focus on pediatrics and prenatal is my focus for chiropractic. I am what's called a neurologically based chiropractor. So it's a little bit different than your normal chiropractic neck and back pain chiropractor. I focus on a lot of things that just are more neurologically based, and we do a lot of pediatrics and prenatal. And we've been in practice 21 years. I had a huge shift in my practice during COVID. And I don't know if you want me to go into that now, but sure. COVID was kind of the best and worst thing that happened to me. As all of us know, that was a rough time for all of us. But during COVID, I really struggled with my career. My career started as a pain-based chiropractic office. I was doing your traditional, you know, auto accidents, neck pain, back pain, insurance, you know, everything you think of when you think of chiropractic. I had a sports chiropractic degree, and literally I was miserable. And during COVID, I was like, all of the rules, all the regulations, you know, shutting us down, doing, you know, nonsense stuff. I was just like, I hate this. People are so unhealthy. I don't like what I'm doing. I should just leave chiropractic. Like, maybe I'll just do some nutrition coaching online. Maybe that's what I'll do. I had a partner, actually my sister at the time was my partner. And I basically went to her and said, I've got to either leave this practice or you can leave, but something has to change. And so we decided that we were going to part ways. I was going to keep the practice. I said, okay, if I'm going to keep the practice and I'm going to stay in chiropractic, everything has to change. So literally everything changed. From I changed the name of the practice, I changed the people that I treat in the practice, I changed all of my certifications. I literally changed my entire practice.
Wow, that's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's big.
Yeah. That's how I came to treat mamas and babies. And it's, you know, my husband said to me one day, like, you know, you light up when you talk about these moms, you know, that have babies and you see their pictures on Facebook. He's like, you know, maybe that's something. And as soon as he said that, I was like, you're right. This is what I should do. And that's what I did. And I never turned back. And we have totally transformed our practice, to the point where that's pretty much all we accept right now is like either, you know, your preconception, you are a mom of some form, you're currently pregnant, or you're some form of child, little kid, or, you know, not so little kid.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that when we get into stages of our life, and I don't know how old your kids are, but like, I feel like I had to find something to help me with motherhood because I felt so like lost. And I was like, I need help getting knowledge about this. And so that's why I started Navigating Motherhood. And I think that it really pushes us when we're like, we didn't even know how to, I don't even know what I'm doing. And so it's like, and like, you know, like you have all this knowledge and you're like, I need to share this with moms and children, and I need to make their lives better. And that's really cool that you just completely switched your whole practice because you weren't like, that's important. Like, you made sure that like you were unhappy, so you wanted to make a change and it was for the better. And it's great. That's great. Wow.
And you know, my, my kids, and I'm quite a bit older than probably your listeners, and my kids are older. I've got two kids. I've got a girl and a boy. My daughter Anna is 18, and my son Ryan is 16. So I've got a senior, and I've got a senior and a sophomore. And so I'm at a different stage of motherhood than a lot of your listeners, but I also am that mom that, like, I can look at you guys and be like, I've been there, and I've seen all of that. And so I can kind of look at it from that lens of, like, I've been there, and I know the other side of that. And so I'm not in those trenches of those little years anymore. I can look at it from a wider lens and say, like, mama, it's going to be okay. Like, this too shall pass. Stop sweating this, because this is not a big deal. This is not anything that's going to matter 5 years from now. And it's some of the stuff that, you know, moms that have, you know, births that weren't what they wanted, or, you know, their postpartum journey wasn't what they wanted, or, you know, it's like, we've all been there. And I live through my moms that are having the birth that they want, because I didn't have the birth that I wanted. You know, people look at me and they're like, oh, you probably had this home birth, and, you know, you did all this stuff naturally. And I mean, I had the polar opposite. You know, this stuff didn't happen. You know, my kids are 18. This stuff wasn't around when my kids were little. I had, you know, the day my son was born, my husband was like, we're not doing this again. I was induced with both my kids. My son was in the NICU. You know, I did not have good births. And I, luckily, through chiropractic, my kids are so vibrant and healthy and wonderful. But I also know that these moms don't know that chiropractic can help their kids be so healthy and be so vibrant. But I also know that you guys have a lot more choices that I didn't have. And I know things that, like, if I was you in your stage now, these are the things I wouldn't do that I did, because I didn't know any better. And we know better. We do better when we do better when we know better. Yes. And I feel like I can kind of look at you guys and be like, please don't do this, because I did that and I don't want you to do that.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think that's so great when, like, we should always be constantly, like, getting advice from moms that are in different stages of their lives. And I'm actually working on getting a mom on the podcast to talk about, she has two older kids in middle school and high school. And then I was going to have my mom come about having adult children, because that's a whole other thing, you know? Like, but like, getting the advice from the older moms, the veteran moms, is just so important. And, you know, sometimes people are like, well, I really don't want advice from other people. Like, that's kind of like the day and age we are living in now. Like, people are like, well, I'm going to do it my way. Like, I don't need your advice, or you're overstepping. And it's like, well, sometimes you need a little shake and you need a little listen. We've been there.
Yes.
And we know that this is hard, and we're like, everything that you're saying, I'm like sitting here like, oh my gosh, yes, 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 yes. So, but anyway, yeah, I think that, like, you've taken this passion and you put it in your chiropractic, and I'm so excited to, like, answer these questions for these moms, because it sounds like you are just, you're equipped with these answers of, like, listen, I did this, but I know better now, so you're going to do better through me. You're welcome. Like, So let's just go into these questions real quick.
Awesome.
I'm excited. We had a great feedback from the moms.
Cool.
I mean, so many people. So Kennedy wants to know a few things. I love her. And I think she says she loves you. Like, does she come? Kennedy Polanski?
Oh, Kennedy. Oh, yes. She was one of my mamas that I took care of.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, so she said, right. Yeah. She was like, P.S. I love Dr. Shepherd.
Oh, we miss you, Kennedy.
So she asked, what are some signs you should see a chiropractor? So, like, maybe some things your body's telling you that, yeah, I need to go to the chiropractor. Maybe let's, as a mom, maybe. like as I'm pregnant, maybe start with pregnancy and then move up maybe?
Yeah. So like we can come at this from so many different angles. From like a holistic standpoint of chiropractic, I'm going to tell you everybody needs to see a chiropractor. That's just going to be my like overall blanket statement. Everybody needs to be adjusted. So let's talk about pregnancy. Everybody should be adjusted throughout their pregnancy, but we want to be adjusted if you are having any sort of discomfort, any sort of ligament pain, any sort of pubic symphysis pain, any sort of pelvic pain, sciatica, you know, rib pain, any pain in related to your pregnancy, you definitely need to be adjusted. If you are a mom who is nursing, you are going to have a ton of neck and upper back pain. That is a huge postural issue. It's a tension issue. You need to be adjusted because you are constantly holding, carrying, hunching over, nursing that little baby. Yep. If you are a mom of toddlers, you are constantly stressed out and you are probably not sleeping great or you've got kiddos in your bed. So your neck and your back are going to be all whacked out because you've got kiddos in your bed with you. If we want to talk pain, if we want to talk neurologic chiropractic, let's talk about things like, you know, postpartum depression. We can talk about anxiety. We can talk about ADHD. You know, we're not curing these conditions, but we are regulating your nervous system and we're regulating nervous system dysfunction through the vagus nerve, which is housed in your upper neck. So we can help some of these conditions of just feeling overstimulated, anxious, you know, just not ourselves. And we can actually help calm that nervous system down with adjustments.
Wow. I mean, how many times do you hear a mom saying, I'm overstimulated, I'm overwhelmed, I'm not sleeping? Like, and the fact that we can help you get through these by fixing naturally, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Most everybody's like, I need medicated. And sometimes you do, don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying like, why don't we need to do these steps first? And you don't know, you may literally be okay.
You know? And you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of yourself as a mom. We can't pour from an empty cup and we have to take care of ourselves so that we can take care of these little ones. And being a mom is so freaking hard. Like, whether you're a working mom or you stay at home, it is so hard. And we are so stressed and so taxed. And, you know, when you're pregnant, your body is going through the strain of running a marathon every day. Like, that in itself requires so much. Then when you're nursing, you're burning so many calories. And then when you're, you know, when you're not nursing, when, you know, you're worrying about your kids, like it's just freaking hard. It's hard to do every, you know, to just be a mom. It's just hard.
Yeah. Yes. After the day I've had, I'm like, it's so hard, but we're making it. You can make it and you have to take care of yourself exactly like you just said. So yeah, that's great. Next question. What are some alignments and illnesses you may not know could be treated by a chiropractor? So we kind of covered that, you know, your anxiety, your depression, your ADHD, that's all for neurological reasons. Yeah.
And some different things that like I see a lot in babies that, you know, we get a lot that like mamas are like, I can't believe you treat this. Nursing difficulties. We do a lot with babies with lip and tongue ties, colic, constipation, just babies that aren't sleeping at night. That's, you know, just stuff that like the pediatrician pushes off of like, oh, they'll grow out of it. A big thing that we say in our office is babies don't grow out of things. They grow into bigger issues. So your baby that has colic doesn't grow out of colic. They grow into chronic ear infections, and then they grow into upper respiratory infections. Then they're kiddos with behavior issues. Then they have anxiety. Then they have like, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah. Okay. So with that, one of the questions I saw, I think from Hattie, she said that how soon after you come in like, do you see kind of results with your children as far as sleeping or their colic or their things like that? So how quickly do you see a change in them, kind of maybe?
So the great thing about the younger we see the kiddos is the more resilient they are. So you take, you know, a newborn, they're not going to have as much time being stressed as a 44-year-old woman like me. So they respond a lot quicker, but we have to have momentum to make change. So I love to see change within the first 3 to 4 weeks of treatment. So we have all our new babies get a onesie that says adjustment, nap, poop, repeat, because it's literally what happens. They get adjusted, they sleep, they poop, and that's all we want them to do. So usually it happens really quickly. They do really well within their first few adjustments, but healing takes time and we try to be patient, but we usually can get babies doing really well within the first few weeks of treatment.
That's amazing. Okay, let's think of another question or look at here. A fun question that Kennedy asked you. What do you love most about your job?
Seeing these moms that come in, and I'm saying this kindly, they look just disheveled. Like, they are not sleeping. They are worried about their babies. Their babies are just a mess. You know, some of these babies, they're just crying the whole appointment. The moms are just struggling. And to see these babies turn around, you know, in, 12 visits later, and the mom is sleeping, she has makeup on and she's smiling and she's connecting, and the baby slept all night. And I mean, like, the whole office, just, we all just celebrate and we thrive and we just, like, we love that. And last month we had six of our women tell us they had positive pregnancy tests. And we didn't even know they were trying to get pregnant. They were just under regular maintenance chiropractic care and they got pregnant and didn't have to try and struggle. And like, we are just like hugging and crying with these moms because we are so happy for them. And like, what other job do you get to do that? Do you get to like stop and like hug your patients and like just cry with them and like just put your arms around them and love on them and celebrate all this stuff and love on their kids? And like, just, you know, today I'm carrying one of the kids down the hallway. Just, he was just hugging on me and I'm carrying him down the hallway, getting him a snack. And I'm like hugging on him like, oh, this is the best feeling ever. It's just like, it becomes not a job when you just get to love on people all day long. Yeah. And that's what we do. And it's not just me. It's everybody in the office. The whole staff is so wonderful that they just, from the moment you make that phone call, Hannah is just amazing to make you feel like you belong here. And it gets me choked up even talking about it. And we just love on you from the moment you call our office. And it's just the best.
Yeah, that's amazing. That atmosphere is just, wow. That is a mother's dream. And anybody's dream. I mean, in reality. Yeah. And wow. I'm like teared up.
Yeah. And that's what we tell people is we want you to feel like you've never felt in another office. Like, we want you to feel like you are heard and you are validated and you are supported and we have your back and we will do anything for you. And it is not just, you know, that grouchy receptionist at the front desk that's gonna, you know, barely know your name.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Get on your staff too.
Yeah. They're the best.
Awesome. So you had mentioned that women didn't even know they were trying, they come in pregnant. So are you kind of saying like this is important and you're even in trying to conceive a baby? Is okay. So go into detail about that.
So we have a whole protocol for, like, we work with a lot of you know, moms to be on their preconception journey. As far as I'm certified in acupuncture, so I do a lot of acupuncture for fertility. So we do a lot. We kind of have a whole protocol for that. But a big part of that is the nervous system acupuncture, because I believe in my heart, a lot of our preconception issues are related to stress. And we are, in the next few weeks, we have a whole webinar on preconception that will be coming out. So watch our Instagram, because you'll get a link to that for our free preconception webinar. But it is related to stress. So if we can lower stress through our adjustments in our nervous system, and sometimes there's just some stuff going on in the pelvis and the low back that nerves aren't functioning well. And so removing interference in the body knows what to do. And we get pregnancies when, you know, we don't have to use drugs. We do work with a lot of women. I've got two women right now that are going through IVF, and we do support those women. And I'm doing some acupuncture to help their IVF cycles go even better. So we meet you where you are and work with you at any, you know, any way that we can in your preconception journey. But I tell moms to be, if I can work with you, the sooner the better.
Okay, that's great. That's great. I know lots of people that are like that struggle, especially nowadays. And not only is it stress, but I feel like just the crap that we end up putting in our bodies over the years too. And the thing, yeah. I mean, there's a whole, you could go on and on about all those types of things, but
yeah.
Okay,
we have a whole doctor protocol and all that stuff. So
another person asked, how do you help SPD? I'm not sure what, do you know what SPD would stand for?
Probably symphysis pubis dysfunction. So pubic symphysis dysfunction. I'm assuming that's related to pregnancy or even postpartum. So basically your pubic bone in the front. So like lightning crotch when you're pregnant, you know, like any of you who've been pregnant, that lightning crotch pain. So terrible. So we actually, whether you're pregnant or even postpartum, we actually can adjust to that joint. That's an actual joint. We can adjust it very, very gently, very, 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 very gently. We adjust that. We can do some soft tissue work around it. We help stretch the inner thigh muscles. We give you some exercises to do at home. We also do some pelvis and low back adjustments just to take some of the pressure off the pubic bone in the front, because they're kind of all connected. But that's kind of our treatment, and it works really well.
Okay. Is it normal to have lightning crotch? So like you're saying, like, I feel like sometimes I have lightning crotch, and my daughter's just turned 3. That's probably not normal.
Well, normal versus common. It's not normal, but it can be common. But those are things where it's like, okay, you obviously have some imbalance in some tissues. Your inner thighs are probably way too tight. Your core is probably a little bit weak. So we've got to do some balancing of strengthening and stretching.
Okay. Good to know. I'll put that in my list of things to do.
Yes.
Okay, so that's good. I'm glad we got that, because I saw that question. I was like, oh, I wonder. I mean, obviously, I'm sure she'll know what SPD is, but I don't. Another question is from Tabby, and she asked, how much can an epidural affect your back long term, and what is the treatment plan to fix this? A lot of moms were interested in this question.
So we actually get this a lot, which is kind of crazy. So when you get the epidural, they put it between your vertebrae. So between your vertebrae are actually a couple ligaments that run between those bony vertebrae. So you've got your interspinous ligament and your supraspinous ligament. So they pierce those ligaments. So anytime you pierce a ligament, you create damage to the ligament. So there's a lot of moms that have had multiple epidural trials. Like, they had to try 3 times to get my epidural, or they tried multiple levels, or just even where they placed the epidural, maybe it wasn't great, but they're still piercing through that ligamentous tissue. Ligaments don't have great blood supply, so they do not heal well. Sometimes they heal with scar tissue. Sometimes they don't heal great. And they create a lot of tightness and tension within the spine. So what we found to work really, really well in our office is to treat the ligament with some soft tissue manipulation. It's called some Graston technique, just in between the vertebrae, we do some soft tissue work. And then just our normal adjustment, it's a flexion distraction type adjustment that opens up those joints and stretches the ligament. And doing those two things, like, takes away that epidural discomfort really, really well. Right.
Okay. I'm so glad that we could answer that, because that was really important, question. And it's so crazy that we're like, give me the epidural, but no one really, some people don't ask questions about it. They're like, in reality, when you're in pain that much, I get it. I was there. I witnessed the pain, but it's good to ask these questions and know exactly what you're doing to your body when you're going into labor, 100%. Yeah.
And to be honest, your OB is not going to say, go to your chiropractor, because they're going to be able to take care of this. People don't know. They don't know that we can help. They don't know, what we found is your OB and your pediatrician are not great resources for sending you my way. You're going to stumble on me as a last resort. Unfortunately, you're going to find me because a friend told you, or you're a last ditch effort, or you found me on Instagram. I am fully aware of that. That's the reality of the situation. Tides are turning. Moms are empowered. They are very, very smart and resourceful, and they're looking for people like me. But asking your OB or your traditional pediatrician for some holistic options is like talking to a brick wall.
100%. 100%. I did do the midwives and Carl, and I do think that they have mentioned it, but we've always believed in chiropractic. My brother's going to school for chiropractic right now at Logan. And so and he's been studying with Dr. Fischel and Arcola. And that's exactly what Dr. Fischel was also saying. It was just we're like the redheaded stepchildren, and it is what it is. And, I was trying to get an MRI for my back, and he's like, honestly, you need to go to your MD and see if she'll write it for you. Because if I write it, your insurance won't cover it. And I was like, that is so backwards. It's not even funny. So backwards. And it's terrible, but you're exactly right. Moms are being empowered. People are being empowered. And they're learning that, this is not the only way to do it. There are better holistic ways to do things. And this is so important for our body. So, yeah, everything you just said. I'm, over here, this whole time. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, next question. Someone asked, what are the risks of using chiropractors for your baby? Which I smile at this question. Because, would you ask this question about your MD? But anyway, go ahead. Answer your question.
Yeah. Literally, there are none. There's no harm. Unless you're getting somebody who doesn't know what they're doing to an infant, there's literally, it's only going to benefit that baby. Even if that child has, birth trauma is a real thing, whether it was a, perfect home birth and everything went wonderful and there was no interventions and the pregnancy was perfect, we still see, what we call subluxation or fixation in the upper neck just due to the forces of labor itself. That's birth trauma, and every newborn goes through that. If you are a C-section baby, if you've had forceps, if you've had vacuum, there is a lot of pull and tugging on that upper neck, and that affects their upper cervical spine. And that's where we're getting colic and reflux, and it's all stemming from that tug and pull in that upper neck. And so it really is only going to help them to be seen and be adjusted by somebody who knows what they're doing.
And another, to make them feel comfortable, they need to check out your Instagram, because Hannah does a great job of showing exactly what you're doing with these babies, what you're doing. And like, I think people think, oh, I'm just going to like crack them over my knee. And it's like, that's not what they're doing. Like, and it's okay to be scared when you don't have the knowledge, and that's okay. But if they looked at your Instagram, like they would feel super confident taking their baby there, because not only does the Instagram show like how much you do love on these patients, because I can just see it through the videos, but also you can see exactly how like you use a tiny little gun, or you use just your finger and you just go tap, tap. Like, it's literally like there's, and if the baby's crying, it's the baby's crying because of how tight they probably started. Yeah. And then sometimes maybe by the release is so overwhelming, especially with the neurological vagus nerve, it's so overwhelming that they could just let out a cry because their body went from like tense to just relax in a second.
And and that's what we do on our whole Instagram page, is we want to it's geared toward you moms, and we want to educate you what we do in the office, because we know that you don't know what we do, and that's okay, and we want to show you. So when we adjust your littles, like especially the newborns, it is the pressure that you would use to test an avocado or a tomato. Like, yeah, the pressure is so gentle. And there are some babies, like, you know, and if we're showing a baby crying, it's because like we're doing some tongue and lip tie stretches that, you know, yeah, they've just had a release in a procedure, so they're going to be a little bit sore. Or so sometimes babies, you know, get some cranial work, and that it's just a lot for them to tolerate. It's not painful. They're just, like you said, they have a lot of tension that we're trying to work through. And so sometimes they just don't like to be in the positions that we're putting them in. Nothing that we do on the baby hurts or is uncomfortable. There's no, these babies' bones aren't fused. Like, literally, they are not fused. So we cannot crack anything on a baby. They have no fused bones. It's literally cartilage. So we are just trying to do a lot of like flowing of that cranial sacral fluid. And we're just trying to release tension within their body. So there's no cracking. There's no popping. All of our videos show you exactly what we're doing and why and how we treat these babies. If we're using instruments, it's always age appropriate, 3 months and older when they do have fuse, and always on a low setting and for specific reasons. Upper cervical is for ear infections and, you know, just certain things when we need a little bit more movement.
Yeah. That's another thing, is if your kid is having ear infections, come see you before we, right?
Yeah, we have a whole webinar on ear infections. I could literally like get on my soapbox on ear infections. We have a whole webinar on it. It's on our Instagram. You can access it for free. But please do not give your kids antibiotics for ear infections. We can treat them holistically. We have a whole protocol we do for ear infections. You'll hear my story of being an ear infection kiddo. I'm a child of the 80s. I had so many antibiotics, I can't even tell you. So I am living proof, like I have lived through this, that I'm telling you, like, we have got to heal these kiddos and stop over prescribing antibiotics for viral ear infections.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Check out that webinar, because I'm interested already. Ellie's never had an ear infection
at 3 years old. Yeah.
And I mean, I have lots of theories of why she doesn't. And one of them is that she's been adjusted multiple times. And so, okay. Carlin, she asked, is there a special certification that you get when you're working with pregnant women and children, or do all chiropractors just have this knowledge? Yeah, we'll start with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I love this question, because, you know, Hannah hears me say this all the time, and she'll say the same thing to patients that call, you know, especially like people just seeking to use their insurance. So long story short, every chiropractor is qualified to adjust a pregnant woman or a child, but do they have this specific certification to really treat a pregnant woman throughout pregnancy, to help treat a malpositioned birth, someone who's breached, someone who's transverse, someone who is sunny side up? No. Do, you know, treating infants with lip and tongue ties, colic, reflux, you know, doing just a well tiled adjustment on an infant, sure, any chiropractor could probably do that. But when we're dealing with true issues and treating and treatment planning, those are specific techniques. I am Webster certified. That's the technique for the malposition of the babies in the specific pregnancy certification. So that's called Webster. That is something I would definitely look for if you were wanting to be treated by someone doing pregnancy adjustments. It's not a have to, but it's definitely important. Or make sure they are treating lots and lots of pregnant mamas. There are lots of pediatric certifications. I'm a pediatric and family chiropractor. There are lots of pediatric certifications. I've got special tongue tie certifications. I'm working on a perinatal certification. So there's, you know, depending on where you are, if you guys are semi-local to, you know, Central Illinois, you can always message us. I can send you links where you can put your zip code in and find people in our pediatric experience network. You can also search, it's called ICPA for kids. I can drop a link if you guys message us on Instagram, where you can find a Webster certified chiropractor if you're a little bit further away from me. So we can always drop those links to you guys if you DM us, and just try to find, match somebody closer to you. There's not a lot of people in this area doing what we're doing, especially with our neurologic insight scans that are telling us, you know, kind of how you're handling stress. And check out our Instagram. It shows these scans, which are just fantastic technology that are telling us how your body's stressed and where your stress is at. But we will definitely try to get you somewhere, somebody close to you if you're not close to us.
That's really awesome. That just shows that you're doing this for the mamas, because it's like, oh, well, just come to us. Like, as much as you want the quote unquote business, it's really nice that you, like, you don't have to drive 2 hours, an hour and a half to come see me. Like, there's other options. And so, yeah, that's great. Cause that was a question of do you recommend anybody else if we're not close? Because I do have some moms that are in the Charleston area. So that would be a kind of a drive to Forsyth. So I think that was a mom that had asked the question. So that's great that you can look it up. So
yeah, and I've got definite colleagues. Effingham would be my closest colleague for you in Charleston. I actually have a family that drives to me from Charleston every week. I've got a mama that's driving from Springfield every week. And like, I tell these moms, I'm like, I've got another family that drives from Taylorville every week. Like, I love these families dearly. And I get it. I'm a mom too. And I'm like, you know, you guys don't have to do this. I will find you someone closer. And some, yeah, like my family from Charleston, they tried someone in town, and the little boy was like, no, mom, take me back to Dr. Shepherd. And he's just so sweet. But yes, yeah, I get it. I'm a mom. I get it. I will find you someone closer. But know that you are always welcome in our office, but for sure we'll find you someone closer.
Yeah, I remember I went to Dr. Ballard in Effingham when I was pregnant.
Oh yeah, that's who I was gonna say. Yeah.
Yeah. Loved her. But it's a 45-minute drive. So it was, as a pregnant, and I, like, now I know that I have a herniated disc in my L4 or my L5, and that's a hereditary thing from my mom. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
And anyway, so now I know why I was so uncomfortable sitting in the car all the time, and had a lot of that. But anyway, I went for most of my pregnancy, but towards the end, which is probably the most important, I literally was like, I can't be in the car for 45 minutes. And it's like, I can't imagine taking a newborn 45 minutes. Like, that makes me want to cringe and cry. And so anyway, but as much as you're like, I don't know if I can do it, like, you can do it. It's important. Take them to the chiropractor and ask your questions to your chiropractor. Because I took Ellie and she was doing great. But I would leave and she would just be a mess. Like, she would never sleep great afterwards. She just really struggled. And I was like, there's something, this is, can't be right. Like, this is supposed to be the opposite. And I just freaked out and I just stopped going. Instead, I should have communicated to my chiropractor, hey, this is what's going on. We might, like, what, like, is this, like, normal? Is this, instead, I just was like, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. First mom anxiety, you know. And so I wish I would have asked the question. I wish I would have pushed and been like, listen, this isn't what we're doing. I don't know if it's working. You know, I wish I would have done that. And so I kind of got off on a tangent, but
that's okay. But that's real life. And sometimes we can only handle what we can handle. And, you know, it's other things get in the way. And it's just like, that may have been the straw at that point. It's like, that's all I can handle. And, but yeah, we like, my staff gets frustrated sometimes because they like have to pull me out of rooms because sometimes we just spend a little too long in the rooms talking to mamas with questions. And, and sometimes, like, you know, we, most of my staff are mamas. So sometimes I'll tap Hannah in and be like, Hannah, can you just kind of finish up? And, you know, cause she's basically an extension of me and knows what I'm going to say. And so she'll tap in and just give her own experience. And so we've got a lot of different resources of like, you can do this. It's going to be fine. Give it two more weeks. You know, like we've been through this. We get it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Like if I would have been told maybe, it might be rough to start, but in a few weeks it's going to be better. And like, I think I could have held out, and, you know, and I mean, it's partly, like I said, it's partly on me because I didn't ask the question and she just assumed like it was good. It wasn't Dr. Ballard, but, she just assumed it was good. And that's where
specific pediatric chiropractic comes into play. And making sure you're getting the right adjustment for that baby and making sure you're getting those specific insight scans, because we can know right away how stressed baby is. So I can tell you it's going to take 12 visits. It's going to take 24 visits. So you have the expectation as a mom from the start, like you know how many visits it's going to take for them to feel better. And we're going to scan in 6 visits. So hold tight till that 6th visit and we're going to see if baby's doing any better because baby can't tell us. So we're going to see it on the scan and then we're going to scan at 12 visits and then we're going to know, and then we're going to get, you know, so we give you benchmarks. We give you a clear treatment plan that's outlined from day one. So there's no guessing.
Right. Yeah. There's no guessing there. Yeah. And like you said, you are open arms of questions and concerns. Sounds like it. So that's great. How often should you be going to the chiropractor when you're pregnant? So kind of like as a normal, like if someone walks in, pregnant mom or going to be pregnant, like what is your typical, each patient's probably different, but.
I know that's like such a blanket statement. It's so hard. With no like ailments, you know, you're not having sciatica, you're not having any. If you are like not currently under care, like some of my moms kind of transition back and forth, like every couple weeks for a while. At the end, I'm going to see you weekly. If not, like at 37 weeks, I'm going to see you like maybe even twice a week. We can do so. I've got up until 20 weeks. You know, you may be doing pretty good. 20 weeks is kind of when we've got like a bump board and we put your magnet up on the bump board. Then we start kind of doing some Webster technique. When you hit 37 weeks is when I start doing labor prep. So I'm seeing you weekly at 37 weeks and we are doing your labor prep. If baby is breech anywhere at 20, you know, anytime we know baby is breech, I am seeing you 3 times a week. I need at least 9 visits to flip that baby. Some babies flip sooner, but I need between 28 and 32 weeks. If you come to me, my last mama came to me at 30 weeks. She was precedent. 30 weeks with a breech baby. We flipped him within 2 weeks. But I'm seeing you 3 times a week with a breech baby. If we're close to the end and, but then if we're doing, sometimes we do moxibustion. If we're doing labor induction acupuncture, I'm going to see you every couple of days to do that. So that was kind of a roundabout question that was not helpful, but it's very,
no, that was helpful. Yeah. It's very,
Yeah. Very tailored to you, to your needs. Very customizable. If you're coming in with pain, we're treating you way more aggressively. If you're not having pain and we're just kind of, you know, getting you, to the end, it's a lot more flexible every couple weeks to once a week at the end.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember that. And the fact that you can, it can help you flip your baby to be in the perfect position for, I mean, this is all important. We just walk into this hospital and expect this baby to come out easy. And it's like, what, you have to do the prep work. Like, there's prep work to do. And chiropractic is like number one on there.
Yeah.
As a pregnant mom.
And we do a lot of spinning babies. I did a spinning babies course. So starting at 24 weeks, we start giving you spinning babies work to do at home, just so that we don't get a malposition birth. So there's just lots of cool tricks and stuff that we can do to just help you not get to that point where babies breech and then we have issues. But, you know, we do have mamas that come. Like I said, my last mama came in at 30 weeks. I had a mom today. She came in at 37 weeks. Baby wasn't breech, but she was having terrible sciatica. She lives in Springfield. So I literally am only getting to see her once a week for the next 3 weeks. We do a lot of intense treatment while she's there, spend as much time as I can with her. I only get to see her once a week. I understand that. We do the best we can. I saw her last pregnancy. I saw her babies, both of her babies afterwards. We do what we can, you know?
Yeah. Right. Okay. And a little is better than none.
Like, yeah. Yeah. She felt great until a couple of weeks ago. I mean, ideally I'd want to see her whole pregnancy. She felt great. She lives an hour away. She started hurting. She's like, I should have been here sooner. She's here now. We love on her. We take care of her.
We should have been here sooner. I don't want to hear it. We know, like, it's time. Come on in.
Yep.
Okay. I think I skipped over this, but we kind of answered this. It's, does seeing a chiropractor while pregnant significantly help with sciatica nerve pain, PP, so postpartum, I'm assuming? If not done during pregnancy, is it beneficial to see during your postpartum? So if you didn't, maybe you didn't know about chiropractic until your baby is now 3 weeks old, like maybe for you personally. I mean, like we just said, it's never too late. Like, you got to get in. Get in when you know it, right?
Right. And okay. Yeah. And if you're, you know, some of our moms, like maybe you didn't start hurting until postpartum, you know, and, or maybe you just didn't know and you get in after, like, yes, get in, get it taken care of, because it's only going to get worse. A lot of moms, it gets worse postpartum because what are you doing? You're sitting and you're nursing all the time and you're holding the baby. What's horrible on sciatic pain, as you know, with your herniated disc, sitting is horrible. So the nice thing about not being pregnant is I have a little bit more flexibility. I can do a little bit more treatment on you. I can do a little bit of muscle stimulation, some nerve block treatment that we can't do when you're pregnant. So postpartum wise, I have a little bit more flexibility. I can do a little bit more treatment on you. If we catch it before, you are able to, we're like, some people, their sciatic so bad they can't push and they have to have a C-section. So if we get it ahead of time, then you're able to have a vaginal birth and be okay. But worst case scenario, if you're, I don't care if you're 2 years postpartum and you're still having sciatica, get it taken care of. Like, postpartum is postpartum, like, whatever. Yeah. Get it taken care of.
Yep. I'm making a list. I mean, over here with lightning crotch still. My baby's three.
Yeah.
Embarrassing. Anyway.
Yeah. You're good.
It's just funny when we think of things when it happens and then we see our chiropractor or our doctor and it's like, no one's home. I feel great. It's like, no, you didn't. Cause like two weeks ago, you were complaining about X, Y, and Z. Like, write it down. I have to write it down. I come in with post-its. Like, on Tuesday, I felt this. And on Wednesday, I felt this. Like,
I love people coming in with stuff written down. I'm like, write it all down. Tell me all the things. But I did that to a girl the other day. I walk in, I'm like, you know, how you doing? She's like, fine. I was like, let's start over. Right. Start over. How are you? How are you feeling? Don't give me this I'm fine crap. So then she, you know, then she starts. I was like, don't play me. We're not doing that
again.
Yeah. Don't lie to me. We're not playing this game. Tell me the real truth.
Yeah. You're telling me you got a baby and a toddler and you're going to say you feel fine. You absolutely don't feel fine. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't.
Be honest.
Okay. Okay. So I think it's only one last question. I know we kind of covered it, but someone said ways chiropractic care can help littles. And I know we covered a lot of it, but maybe we could just make a list of the things of like, what you bring in your kid in, maybe like just rapid fire. I know we listed some, but
so like nursing troubles, like not latching, not wanting to nurse on both sides, being uncomfortable, like not wanting to lay flat, not sleeping, colic, reflux, like spitting up all the time, constipation, extra gas, not pooping, that's constipation. Let's get into bigger kids. Bedwetting. I see a lot of kiddos with bedwetting, like older than they should be bedwetting. Anxiety, ADHD, sports injuries. Let's just talk wellness, just getting your kids adjusted just for wellness, ear infections, immunity boosting, just keep them healthy up, you know, getting, if I've got kids with asthma or upper respiratory infections, preventing those, stress, life. Yeah.
The fact that you're listing like viruses, like is like, hello.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. We're adjust. So like the whole ear infection webinar kind of tells you like, we're basically opening up the plumbing system. We want everything to be able to drain. If things can't drain properly, stuff stagnates and it sits. And now, you know, your kids that had chronic ear infections now have asthma. So like we said, you know, you don't grow out of something, you grow into other things. So if we can open up those drainage pathways, your kids don't have chronic ear infections, then we don't have upper respiratory infections, and we don't have asthma, and we're healthy, and we're off of medications, and we're not on antibiotics, and we're doing holistic things, and we're thriving.
Wow. It's literally a domino effect.
Yeah, it really, truly
is. That's crazy. When you look at it like a big picture, like if this is your issue, it's because this is started here. Wow. And we feel so happy.
And we take kids back through every kid 10 and under. We start at your birth story. And I want to know what happened at pregnancy, what happened at birth, how many vaccines you've had, how many antibiotics you've had. We go back through it all because it all relates to your health now and your kiddo's health. If your kid has chronic health issues, I want to know all those things because it's all related.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Crazy. Wow. Yes. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy we did this because I feel so empowered.
Yay. Already. Awesome.
I can only imagine how these moms are going to feel now that you've answered their questions too. So, wow. Do you have anything else that you want to add before like we wrap some things up?
I mean, I got my last, we kind of said it a million times, but you know,
that's okay.
If you think something's wrong and you're not getting the answers that you want, don't stop fighting. There are people that will listen, and don't stop fighting and don't stop searching for answers, because you, as the mom, you know what your kiddo deserves and what they need. You, as the mother, deserve to have someone who will listen to you and give you the birth that you want and you deserve. So you deserve the right OBGYN, like just fight for what you deserve. There are people that will listen to you. There are people out there like us that are holistic, that want you to thrive. And, you know, if you don't want your kid on antibiotics, you don't want your kid vaccinated, you don't, like, we will support you. We will love you. We, like, we are here. We will support you and keep fighting and keep searching for answers. If we can't help you, we will also find you the right people that can help you. Because those of us in kind of the holistic circle, I've got a bunch of connections with holistic pediatricians that are doing great work with, like, gut health and all of those things. So just know that, like, once you're in our circle, we have a much bigger circle, and just keep searching for answers. Don't feel stuck in that normal medical model. Know that there are other people out there that can help.
Yeah. Don't stop fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what you, yeah. Your mama instincts is strong, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Sure. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. I can't wait to get this out to everybody, and we're share, like, the Instagram page so that these moms can find the webinars on the preconception, the ear infections, all of that. And after talking to you right now, I 100% think you need to do your own podcast eventually, because you have to, like, you just have to, like, this is great. And I know that there's some information, like, out there, but it's just so different when it's local. It means, like, when it's someone that's local, like, oh, they're literally 30 minutes or she's only an hour from me. It just, like, it means just different. It's just different. Like, you can know them personally. So I think you definitely should, because of all this information that you have to share. I mean, yeah, I think you should. And I'm super glad that you said yes to me on doing this, because this is going to be life changing.
You can see I get passionate about it. So I could, like, literally, you can't shut me up. I can talk for hours. And so, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. If you guys like this, let us know, because I still teeter on, you know, would anybody listen if I had stuff to say? And I do have a very heart for the moms. Like, I feel like I treat so many kiddos, and we really, really focus on the kiddos, that I feel like my podcast would be more geared towards moms and self-care and how difficult it is to be a working mom and how we can do some things to lower our stress as a working mom. But I don't know. I'm open to any suggestion. I literally will do anything.
You're like a mom. We bend over backwards for our children, and we forget to take care of us. And that is, I mean, I've had a postpartum therapist who she specializes in postpartum moms and pregnancy moms, and helping them, like, navigate and knowing, like, that you're still important and you need to be taken care of, because you can't give your kid 100% if you're not 100%. You can't pour from an empty cup, even though we still do our best, and we do a lot of times, we are pouring from an empty cup. But, like, yeah, I think that we all forget about the mom. And so I really love that this is what you're passionate about, because it's definitely needed in this world today. So
yes.
Yeah.
Good.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. And thank you guys all for listening. I hope that you enjoyed our episode. And if you have any questions, like Dr. Shepherd had said, reach out on their Instagram. I'll drop the Instagram on the page, and she'll share all your links. And like I said, feel free to message them with any of your questions, because they'll be right on it to answer.
Yeah, we sure will.
Okay, well, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you later.
Yeah, thank you.